From Kansas City, these are our final thoughts. Your key to the game, Mike.
Well, aside from get out of here healthy, which I think is obvious, especially considering all the players who were injured last week against Seattle, my key to the game is to find that second running back. Dewan Harris is out for the season with that knee injury. Eddie Lacy is going to be the number one running back on this team, but he's a rookie. It's a 16-game season, plus hopefully the playoffs. And I think the number two running back is going to come down to one of the two veterans, James Starks or Alex Green. Early in camp, it looked like it maybe would be Starks. Then he fumbled the ball in St. Louis and things didn't look so good. Alex Green had a 31-yard run against Seattle last week. It's going to be one of those two guys. They have to find which guy.
Is it fair to say that these guys need to play well, these extra running backs, to keep the Packers from going out and looking for another one?
That's a possibility, but I do think both Green and Starks have been workhorse guys in the past. Mm-hmm. They don't need to be a workhorse guy, but they do need to be that secondary complementary guy.
Okay, and my key to the game is play well enough to leave here with a good feeling. And what that means, playing well enough to feel like you're ready to start the season. And this is some start to the season now. This isn't just a warm-up game. This team is going to San Francisco for the season opener. It's going to be viewed by fans and media as a measuring stick game. You don't want to lay an egg there. Doctor, do you have a handle on all the injuries?
Well, we know three key players on defense are not going to play in this game. Brad Jones, Morgan Burnett, Casey Hayward, all are going to sit out with hamstring injuries. On the offensive side, Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson have not played yet in the preseason. They've been back in practice. They may get their first preseason action. If they do play, I don't think it'll be much, but they may get on the field for the first time this month.
Who is your player to watch?
I'll say it's undrafted rookie safety Chris Banjo. Ted Thompson kind of jokes that he's a well-educated guy coming from SMU, just like Thompson. But Banjo right now may be the leading guy for the fourth safety spot. Now, a couple of weeks ago, there was no guarantee the Packers would even keep four safeties. But with Morgan Burnett's injury, you would think the Packers would go at least into the early part of the season with four safeties on the roster. And this may be Banjo's chance to nail down that job.
And my player to watch is the undrafted offensive lineman Lane Taylor, and it comes under the heading of you can never have enough big guys. What we know about this team is they have six proven big guys. But after that, we're talking about Greg Van Roten's and Lane Taylor's, and Lane Taylor is going to play a lot of football in Kansas City on Thursday night. And he's going to have a chance to make this roster, in my opinion. Do they keep seven offensive linemen? Do they keep eight offensive linemen? Hey, that's going to depend on how the Lane Taylors play.
And that'll do it for this edition of Final Thoughts. Stay with us on Packers.com for all your post-game coverage after the game.